So your home didn't sell the first time. Are you fed up? It's time to make a change. Hire the Selling with CC team to get your home sold. We like houses to sell, not sit. To schedule an appointment, go to sellingwithcc.com.
First things first, Tom. Great to see you again. And nice the job. Wine tasting, again, gets better every year. The three of us had a chance to go. What a sensational event that was, I guess about a month or so ago.
It really was. St. Patrick's Day, as a matter of fact.
Yes, exactly.
Which made it an even better occasion. But that was an extremely successful event. Thank God for our patrons, for the people that come out and enjoy that. But it's become a really fun event and a social event in greater Jacksonville. Fortunately for us, we've been able to also capitalize on that for the J Fund and for our opportunity to help families with a child who has cancer. So, but the event was fun, very successful. Thank God we continue to make a little bit more money each year.
Right.
And Barry Zywick started this, you know, with Southern Wine and Spirits a long time ago, and he's been tremendously inspirational in terms of the development of our wine tasting event.
Tom Coughlin, VP of Football Operations, with us on 1010XL. We're going to talk a couple football questions here in a second, but the relationship with the J Fund and the Players Championship, I would imagine, is invaluable.
It truly is. And it's become, this will be our 22nd Celebrity Golf Classic coming up on May 21st and 22nd, starting a long, long time ago, with Kathy Hurlbert being very much involved and helping us to get started here, and then Tim Fincham and now Jay Monahan. And it's been a wonderful relationship for us because we benefit, as you well know, guys. The Players has played this week, and then comes the J Fund.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the course is in magnificent shape, and we get to enjoy the clubhouse and the course and the fellowship that comes from the people around the clubhouse who buy into very much with what we're trying to do. So it's a tremendous experience.
And I get really emotional when I talk about the J Fund, because I always talk about when the people come in, those stories. The coolest moment of that night, though, was they treated us like VIPs. And when we were escorted up the escalators by the people who are recipients of the money, I almost cried before I ever stepped in. You know,
I'm
like, yeah, you know, we're there for them, and they're making us feel like heroes. And really, those people and those families are the ones that are real heroes.
No question. They are the heroes, and they are the people that I was just asked. Graham's going to take a couple of youngsters out to one of the holes with him tomorrow. But whenever you can do something special for those great kids to make them feel, you know, the way that they truly are, they're special kids, to make them feel that way, to stop the medical for one day or 1 hour so that the parents and the child can enjoy, that's a great thing.
Tom Coughlin, our guest, Rick Ballew, Joe Cowart, Tony Wiggins here on the home of the Jags, 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Listeners here in Jacksonville and the surrounding area, what can they do to help out for the event coming up after the Players?
Well, our fans and our wonderful patrons, the wonderful people of Greater Jacksonville have been involved. You know, we have a radiothon.
Right.
We have all kinds of ways to contribute to the J Fund, not only being a part of the wine tasting or the golf or whatever our celebrity parties, our Valentine's, our holiday parties, et cetera, but it's jfund.com.
Give us a thought or two on free agency through the draft. Now we're going to have the rookie mini camp coming up at the end of the week. You got to get your maybe coaching whistle fired up personality going, having to get them out on the field.
Well, we look forward to that. It's the process, you know, it's the process. We've been a couple of weeks on the field with phase two, okay? This weekend we'll have our rookie minicamp, and the rookies will be allowed to stay. So they'll have some conditioning and some work prior to the OTAs. But it's the process. You're now going to evaluate. You're going to look at all these college free agents that come in when you have a minicamp to see how they might fit. And you continue to really work and research those free agents who have not been committed or signed. So it continues, trying to understand what your weaknesses are and what you need to do to improve.
I know, Coach, you never use the word satisfied when you talk about where you are.
No.
But there's been a change and a shift to focusing on grit, finishing, hard work, physicality. The players that have been here, did you get the sense that when they walked into the building to start working out, that they understand that this is the beginning of a new process and they have to think differently?
Well, they're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting it. I'm not going to tell you that we're there. They're working hard on the field. They're tremendously compliant. They're doing everything we ask them to do. And And quite frankly, there's a great deal of teaching going on because mm-hmm. obviously this group has not won. And the difference is that small a margin,
yeah.
but it's also in the mind.
Right.
And so the idea of committing to make sacrifices, to work your tail off, to make sure that this is a priority, to not hide behind that veil of the lack of success, but to stick their nose out and really be somebody, but commit themselves to the task at hand. That's all part of the process of educating, not just X's and O's.
Tom, at one point, did you know that Leonard Fournette was the guy for you? And to get Cam Robinson, who many felt would be gone in the first round, do you think you'd be able to get him in the second?
That was, quite frankly, when we saw that starting to develop, we all thought, you know, 15 to 20 of Cam would go. At least that's what we felt. And we kind of subtly kept our eye on that. And to be able to be in a position to get up there just one step, but we kept people from getting in front of us in order to take him. And that was an excellent move on our part because here's a young man that's we worked him out the week before, 320 pounds, very light on his feet, needs some upper body development, no doubt about that, young. Mm-hmm. But when Robinson came to us, Leonard texted Robinson about glad you're on board kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we had a group together at the top of the draft, no doubt, you always do. To have it fall that way was fine. A lot of times things change up there
right.
at the top, as you know. The quarterback, you know, the
sure.
people stepping up to take the quarterback, as you saw. But yeah, so that having been said, that came together first couple of rounds. And Smoot, as a guy a lot of people don't know about, Smoot in the third round, he's a guy that can contribute as well.
A couple more minutes with Tom Coughlin, VP of Football Operations for the Jacksonville Jaguars, back home in a lot of Jaguar fans' minds. The work of Blake Bortles, when you were talking about him before, you hadn't really seen him on the football field. We'll see him put in some work. Where do you think he can go? Where do you think he is right now?
Well, he's progressing. You know, he's worked very hard in the offseason. He's done a nice job with some of the fundamentals. Not all of them are where you'd want them to be, so he continues to work on that. All of that is a big part of this accuracy thing that we talk about. Right now it's routes on air. Most of the time everything looks pretty good right there, but there's no bullets flying just yet. So that will be a part of the progression. But to build the confidence, to let him realize, as I told him, he's got to steer the rudder. You know, we're going to have some weapons there for him, and hopefully that's what Leonard can do to give us, you know, Chris Ivory and Yeldon can give us that kind of a ground game that we can control the ball that way, maybe keep our defense on the sideline, but be able to utilize the clock, play the clock a little bit better, all of those factors.
You've had guys on your team before in Odell Beckham Jr. You've had guys you've played against, DeSean Jackson, that were chunk athletes that could really just take the top off of the defense. The latest guy is Tyreek Hill in Kansas City. How important was it for D.D. Westbrook and to bring him in with some of the baggage? How important was it to add that element to the team? And also, do you have a certain structure that he's going to have to follow, or does he just have to step up and man up, Coach?
No, that will be the case as well, but he has a counseling situation going on. And if he wasn't a quality young man, he wouldn't be here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's start with that one right there. But to sit there, you know, as you do, and you're staring at the board between days, that was a very, very talented individual that was sitting in a position where we could bring him here and what he could do to take the top off the defense and add as a punt returner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We thought that, again, value, tremendous value.
Tom, thank you. We'll see you
this weekend nice
over at the Jaguars
Absolutely.
Rookie Minicamp.
Good, thanks.
There he goes.
Appreciate
Tom Coughlin joining us live here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.